When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. We are real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Astro. Yeah. Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know winter's here. My dog said he'd probably do it for a Louis belt. That's just all he know. He don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Young Flay and Sicko Mo. Boom, 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 boom.
What's up, everybody? This
come on, man.
The Bookie 8 Podcast.
The sun is down.
It's
freezing cold.
I'm Chris Daniels. I'm here with creator of the Like a Light Challenge, Rob Hayes. What up, man?
Hey, man, I'm in sicko mode, man. I'm in Astro World, man. I'm not on this planet no more. I'm in Astro World.
Oh, where?
You know what I'm saying? F Pizza Planet. I'm in Astro World. You know what I mean? F Disneyland. I'm in Astro World. You smell me?
There's more theme parks.
F Universal Studios.
Okay.
Ride the movies. No, I'm in Astro World. Yeah!
I like how you did every single cadence that we had just there.
Hey, man.
Every Drake switch up.
Come on, man. This thing was epic. When you heard this, you was like, this song's about to be the greatest song I ever heard. The sun is down. It's freezing cold. My dog probably do it for a Louis belt. You know what I'm saying? Somebody in Toronto is about to be winner. Drake gave him some money. They came back with a belt. He's like, where's your coat at? Now they shivering. You know what I'm saying? All they got is a Louis belt. I tried to show him. Like, he gave him the money to, you know what I'm saying? Get yourself a coat, man. He come back with a Louis belt, man. There's so many stories in this one song, man. Sicko mode, man.
It's
that perfect. Dude was sick.
It's what do you say? How many songs is in his one song? It's at least three.
It's at least three.
The beats, like, this is probably, like, you think it's the best song on the album, right? I'm assuming.
I don't know. It's hard for me to make it past this song. There's other album, and I've heard it. And then I've gone back and been like, yeah, I'm a finish playing this song, but let me go back to Sicko Mode.
I would say I'll probably make it right now consistently to Skeletons before I probably will start back over again. That's like 6-7 songs in.
I heard a song, it came to me. Like a light. Off like a light. This is the next challenge. So then I was like, you know what, I gotta do it this morning. So the Friday morning, I got up, I made a video, me dancing, turn the light off, turn the light on, turn the light off, turn the light on, right? What I need the yay-sayers out there to do, if you have a light switch, if you have a lighter, if you have a flashlight, if you have Christmas lights, if you have a friend who's light, I need you to do the hashtag Like a Light Challenge. Help us go viral. Help the Book of Ye. If you love the Book of Ye, if you mess with Astro World, if you've been with Travis since the beginning, since Cruel Summer, then you know the sun is down, freezing cold. Cruel Winter, man. Come on, you got to make these connections. I want you to please do the hashtag Like a Light Challenge. Tag me. I will repost you.
If you got a light switch. I like how you started. Like, I feel like it would be weird if people listen to the podcast, but also they don't have... a light to turn on.
Hey, man, hey, let's not discriminate. Are if we you maybe, live in a tent?
Are we clap on people? Maybe it's
if
clap
you live
on
in
people.
A tent like Lil Peep's mom, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the mom that Lil.
What?
I mean, not Lil Peep. It was. Wait, which one is Lil Perp?
Smoke Perp? Wait.
No, which one that Gucci Gang?
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump. Okay. Your mom still live in a tent.
That's how you know we got too many of these motherfuckers. What's the one, the little prick?
Man, all I got to say is, man, Sicko Mode is amazing. You know what I'm saying? It's like all coming to fruition. If you love Yeezus and you know Travis helped produce on Yeezus, and you love Life of Pablo, there's a lot of the switching of samples just coming in. You know what I'm saying? It's on Kids See Ghosts. Like, and I feel like what Travis did, come on, man. This man sampled Give Me the Loot, and he sampled I Wanna Rock by Uncle Luke on the same song, and it flowed. Yeah. Like, it was just like.
He took his time with this, man.
Come on, man.
And I got stuck on that damn Skeleton song. That Tame Impala, it was Tame Impala Weekend of Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
And he's flowing like, I feel like he's flowing kind of like Kanye. That's why it's extra. I was like, man, why Kanye got a song with Tame Impala, Pharrell in a weekend? Because it just sounds so fucking dope.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. First of all, I don't know how he got all these people on one album. Like, I've heard excessive featured stuff before, but of this like quality.
Come on, man. Stevie Wonder.
You got Stevie Wonder and James Blake on the same song.
Yo, Stevie Wonder. Do you think that song is a message to Kanye?
Because, I don't know. I thought about that too, just because of the God reference. But I don't know. I feel like that might just be like.
The first verse feels like, I don't know. And then after that, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't know. Hidden Hills, that's another name for Calabasas.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, I feel like there's definitely some Kylie bars in here. There's some, you know, there's some stuff. I don't know. I'm interested to see how people decode this Astroworld album. Because Travis seems like he's talking major stuff, and it's like, I wonder who he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? I wonder who some of these bars are for.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I heard anything that was like coming at specifically.
I don't think he's coming at Ye.
No.
I'm talking about like Kylie's friends and stuff like that. I don't think he's coming at Ye.
Oh, okay.
But I think that it more is like coming from a place of like, I'm worried about you. Like, you're human. You don't have to be God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you don't have to, you know, you don't have the world. You don't have to feel like the world's on your shoulders.
That's kind of a Kanye trait, though. So like a little bit of ego check with like while you're on top kind of thing.
Yeah. Listen to the kids, bro.
I don't know. I mean, we're 3 days in. I feel like come a couple weeks, you know, we could definitely have a lot more to say about it.
Yeah, because also we'll have more episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that help us fill in the clues, you know?
That's what I got to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians now to get the
I don't know why you don't watch Keeping Up with I don't know why you haven't caught up, honestly.
I feel like, how many years behind am I? 10, 12?
Yeah, I also
don't care. What are they doing?
What do you mean, what are they doing? They had a photo shoot for the Christmas card.
That's what this episode is?
Yeah, you would have loved it. Nori was in there. Saint was in there.
They got speaking roles. Know. Fuck you, first of all. Nori. I know that.
We know how you love it. Yeah. Lil Madison was in there. You would have had a field day.
I don't know who that is.
That's Courtney's kid.
Nope. Don't need no backstory information. What, you know, why is it Christmas? It's July.
I don't know if you know how TV works, but they record stuff beforehand. We've already seen the Christmas card.
It was just Kanye. It was just them.
Yeah, we saw it. If you watch the episode, they'll tell you why the Christmas card looked the way it did. Why it was all these separate images. They explained that whole thing.
It's just three sisters having a fight.
Come on, it's more sisters though. You also got Kendall. You also got Kylie.
Were they in it?
Kendall was in the episode. Kylie, you saw her for like 1 second. That's how you know. You know how you know what I'm saying, how big you are by how much you in the episode. Kylie in one scene. Ye, they had a party.
So he's
Ye
in this
was
one.
At the party, he's in it, but
what's he doing?
Drinking.
That's it. A little sippy sip.
Yeah, just a little sippy sip. He don't say nothing. You know, you just see him in there. They give him a toast. He take a sip. And then you see him taking pictures in a photo shoot.
So this has got to be... Oh, this is filmed before any of the drama this past year.
Yes. So we don't even... Yeah, so we gonna see... We might see... You know what I'm saying... All right, y'all. I'm leaving to go to TMZ. Bye, Kanye.
Like, you do that thing. You know, like those movies where it's just like a whole breakfast spread. He just grabs a piece of bacon and like, going to TMZ. I'm out.
Yeah. Going to meet with Harvey.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just going to defer to you. Tell me what I need to watch and not watch. If this episode is a waste, I'm not watching it. If there's no yay, I don't need it.
It's a little yay. You know,
shout out to Lil Ye.
But I don't know. I feel like this, you got to kind of watch this episode to know what's going to happen next week. You know,
serialized dramas. Okay. This is new territory for me.
I mean, you know, Kylie, her company's worth almost $1 billion. Kanye's company worth $1.3 billion.
I'm surprised he's not bragging about it.
He did.
When?
He tweeted that, like, you know what? It might have been the same. I think that was the morning of the MAGA hat. He tweeted, like, Yeezy is approaching $1 billion.
Oh. You're right.
But then, you know, a man puts a snapback on and then everybody forgets about your tweets, you know?
Oh, no, we ain't forget. We remember the tweets. They're archived. But we got, all right, so Kim is the one who first said it.
Mm-hmm.
When she came on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And she said that Jimmy asked her if she was a billionaire. And she said, well, Kanye is, so I guess I am too. So that's like the first, I think, word like officially from anybody who's in the know that Kanye's company or Yeezy is worth $1 billion now.
I would love it so much if Kanye is a billionaire before Jay-Z.
That's another thing where I'm like,
I would love this. What's better than one billionaire? Two. That would feel so good. If Kanye was a billionaire before Jay-Z. Ooh.
Man.
Come on, man.
Your haters run so deep for Jay-Z.
I'm just saying. And you worried about, you know, what'd he say? I gave you $2 million, you gave him 20 minutes. $20 million.
You gave me 20 million.
Yeah, I got your $20 million, Sean, right here. Come on, man. Oh, I hope so. I did my part. I got my Yeezy book bag, backpack.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got a Yeezy belt. Hey, man. Ever since he
you brought it with you.
Yeah. Ever since Kanye been tripping, you know what I'm saying? This stuff been going on sale. Catching y'all slipping out here.
I've noticed those 500s didn't sell out. And I was like, oh, I was wondering, like, is this a problem? Or is it not a problem? They just have too many now.
Maybe which ones didn't sell out?
The black ones.
Have you seen them in person?
I have not seen them in person.
I saw someone wearing them in the Village. And I was like, ooh, those are kind of going to be a problem in the wintertime. But then I saw someone wearing the boots, which is crazy. the black boots. And I was like, oh, man, those, like, that's it.
Okay. I got to catch these in the wild then.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled. They're out here. I still want a pair of 500s.
They need to take better photos in because them camera angles is...
Yeah, well, they don't, you know, it's all how, those are
it's shoes, how you accessorize.
It's all how you wear them, you know.
Okay.
Because by themselves, they either look crazy or they look cool, you know, just depending on how you wear them. Kind of like, you know, they're very similar to the Reebok DMX. And that was really about, like, what fit you have with them. But then them being monochromatic, you know, it's almost like there's no guide. You almost have to play them off instead of, like, matching up with them because it's one color, so you want that color to pop But black, you do it all black, but you gotta do all black right.
All right, I'm taking your word for it.
That worth a billion, man. I'm telling y'all, man. I'm just happy, you know. I mean, the man said I have ideas. The ideas are coming through.
You know what I hope? I hope that this next billion, if it is $1 billion, I hope this next $1 billion goes towards, hopefully, our man designer's medical bills, who apparently had an accident this weekend. I don't know.
Yeah, designer posted a picture of him in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he was trying. It looked like a Mr. Glass situation. I don't know if he was excited.
And he said he had to go to the hospital because of real people problems. So I don't know what that means. I hope designer's okay. I hope that he had someone to talk to the doctors for him, because
I don't know. You think he needed, like, he has a translator, like, yeah, sitting next, like, to him?
What, okay, sir, what's wrong with you?
He said he's got a headache and it's in his right temple. How many gits? On a scale of git to git. Tell us. So that's fucked up. Actually, yeah.
No. That's like 6 gears, man. I don't know.
He was announcing like new tour dates, so I'm assuming he's gonna be tossing more microphones over his head.
I hope so. I hope nothing happened with his microphone tossing equilibrium.
That would be fucked up if he had like a shoulder injury and they're like, sorry, Mr. Designer.
You'll be able to perform again, but you won't be able to toss a microphone.
Get
We love you, designer. You know, come on, man. You started the whole 7-track album, and people don't give you your credit, but you definitely did it first. You know, 20-minute albums that started with designer. We'll never forget you for that, man.
You say like he did.
I'm just saying, if you know, I don't know if designer listens or not, but you know, we hold designer down.
Yeah,
man.
We do. I feel like we're like probably, as far as I know, some of the only people who are like, yo, it's been like two years. A lot of people act like designer fell off, but like, nah, he's stronger than ever, especially on his podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Leo Cohen, you don't know who Dame Dash is?
I never heard of him.
Never. Why would you bring him up? I don't even know who that is. Like, those two statements don't make any sense. I had so much fun with that. I posted so many pictures of Leo Cohen and Dame Dash. Most of their pictures together, their arms are around each other.
Oh, yeah. It's like clearly like, this is a person I surely know.
Yeah. I'm in his personal space.
He about to get rolled up on. He about to get the Lee Daniels treatment.
Oh, man. I don't know what. I guess at a Young Thug concert or something.
Yeah. I gave you that money that you needed, Leo. Oh, man. He's like an evil dude, I feel like.
Leo Cohen?
Yeah. He seems...
I don't trust him. Whenever there's something that I'm looking for on YouTube and it's gone, I blame him. Even if it's not music related. Like the other day, I was looking for a Bell Biv DeVoe performance that used to be on YouTube. It's not on there anymore. And I was like, this is Leo Cohen's fault. He took down these Arsenio videos. You know what the next news thing is? Your favorite. Kanye's on the cover of Harper's Bazaar.
That's cool.
And he's got his kids. He's got Nori and he's got Saint.
You say it like it's just his kids.
And Baby Shy.
Family is great, man. It's I really hate that this narrative is carried over well past. It had an expiration date.
What? You, okay, when we started this podcast, you always were like bringing up people's kids.
Because.
Personifying them, ranking them.
I ain't never ranked a kid on this podcast.
You have.
Might have. Listen, the craziest thing I ever said was that Blue Ivy was being portrayed by four different child actors. That's the only thing I ever said that was probably like a little wild. The rest of it, that was all serendipitous. That was like an accident, mm-hmm. you know? I don't know what this Harper's, I might have glimpsed it, you know? That's it. It's blonde hair Kanye. So I'm not, this isn't even the Kanye that I'm fucking with right now.
What you mean?
Blonde hair Kanye is where a lot of the bullshit happened.
I don't think it was the hair. Blonde hair Kanye was interviewed by Charlamagne. Blonde hair Kanye put the hat on. Then blonde hair Kanye
went to Trump Tower.
That's a different blonde hair Kanye.
How was it a different blonde hair Kanye?
Is that's a like different Super era. Saiyan that's too? Like 2 years before.
This is the same hair.
No, he had his hair dyed and then it wasn't dyed and then it was dyed again.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man.
No, don't mix them up. Right out of the hospital blonde and then rainbow blonde is a different era from Charlamagne interview blonde shaving my head for, you know, in solidarity with the teens that were attacked at their school, and then and on is, you know. What I'm saying is he was blonde when he put the hat on and he wasn't blonde at TMZ, so the hair doesn't matter. It's not the hair, it's not the blonde hair that caused him to say what he said on TMZ.
Yeah, but I got away
you from know what I'm
talking,
saying?
I got away from having to talk about the kids. So I needed an out.
Yeah.
There you go.
So let's talk about the
no,
kids.
What? I haven't seen the photos. I said it was a glimpse here and there. It's not even out yet.
Yeah, but Harper's Bazaar is a giant magazine that I always used to get and look for stuff and updates on.
What are the photo shoot for?
Huh?
What's the photo shoot for?
I think it's a family issue.
Oh, it's like celebrities and families?
Yeah. I think it's celebrities and families. I think there's like other celebrities that are in there as well. But yeah, Kanye and the kids on the cover. And it's the first time that we've seen a lot of them, you know? Like it was the first time we've seen them on a cover like that, you know?
I don't think nobody, I haven't seen all three of them together, I think, ever.
Oh, it's not Saint. It's just Nori two. And I mean, it's not a shot. It's just Nori and Saint. So yeah, families that rock.
Hey man, shout out to them.
Yeah,
that should be the TV show. It should be Dad Ye.
Who knows? Who knows what may happen? You know, we might get a Dad Ye show.
That is fucking hilarious.
Is it? How you know he's a funny dad?
You know Kanye's funny. Like, who? Like, what does Kanye make his kids for lunch? Does he Azalea Banks him? Does he fly a chef in and then he eats, and nobody else eats?
Saints got on the. They both got on the power phases, probably quality baby shoes, you know?
Yeah, man. They got better shoes than me. that's awesome.
I don't know. It's a good look. I like it. I like Father Ye.
It's good. I'll get it when it comes out. Maybe I'll have more to say then.
You know, he's not exploiting his kids by making them do verses on his album, you know?
Wow. Wow, you've not, like you've, each week I feel like the beef with Jay, like now you're going to Blue ain't do nothing wrong.
I didn't say Blue did anything wrong, just unfortunately
maybe she wanted to do
she
that
she is
so.
Forced by her
don't act like it was, who was it, I think it was it Nori who was singing No Mistakes? He might flip that.
Mm-mm. It's not the same.
Well, it's not the same.
It's not the same as putting your child in the booth and making them record against their will.
That's not what happened.
Yo, RIP to Joe Jackson.
That's messed up, man.
am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
Hey, we're back and we're joined by the one and only Tawanda Gona.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Happy to be here.
Me and Tawanda go back. He did the Skull Fest in 2014.
Yes.
And you know how, like, when you sign up for a hotel and they have, like, comments? He said he wanted Gucci Mane to say, to welcome him.
No, I just wanted a picture of Gucci. That's all I wanted.
He wanted a picture of Gucci. And the hotel, the W in Atlanta, printed out a picture of Gucci, and it said, "Welcome to Atlanta, Tawanda," like, on the picture.
And they photoshopped. Like
in a word bubble.
They photoshopped it for
you? They photoshopped me into the picture. So, like, they went and they found my picture.
That's hospitality for real.
It was crazy. It was, like, not only that, they went on Instagram later, found my Instagram, and tagged me and was just like, "Yo, this guy, Tawanda, he came to the hotel, wanted this picture. Also, if you want to see him in town, he's here this weekend." I never felt more important than that. I was like, oh, shit.
Comedies. I meet Tawanda, he's got on some, like, some slippers. And on the slippers is the diplomat symbol is embroidered on them. So all these people think he's got on these fancy slippers. And I'm looking like, yo, these people here don't even know what that means.
You thought I was so classy, but it was just like some Dipset shit. And I was like, yeah.
And they were like dark, deep purple.
Yeah. Okay. They were smoking slippers. Very uncomfortable, but it was baller.
All right, man. Well, thank you for coming and doing the podcast, man.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you.
Thanks for having me.
We talking about the different news, different stuff we saw. Did you see Kanye freestyling with the ASAP Mob, specifically Rocky and Ferg?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the freestyle. It was like, I don't know, like ASAP Mob, I remember when they first came out, they were so cool. It was like, yo, this is the new Dipset. This is the new Wu-Tang. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, it's just, I'm not excited because like Yams died. Then Rocky became a fashionista. RPMs. Bari is a rapist maybe. Like there's a lot of shit wrong with them. And then like, and now it's like the thing that really ruined it though was just like, Ferg might be the best rapper in the group.
How'd that ruin it? It's fun watching Ferg get better and better and better.
I mean, it's good, but it's like, I thought Rocky was like the future, and Rocky just doesn't care. And Ferg, like, his albums aren't amazing.
Actually,
Ferg's albums are good. You know, they're good. They're good, like, albums, but it's like, here's my problem with Ferg. He has a do-rag on all the time, and I saw that do-rag, his waves were so terrible, and I was just like, I can't trust you.
What are you talking about? Ferg put the Silky on the map.
I know he did, but it's still just like,
come on, man.
The wave pattern wasn't right.
Tawanda always got these weird opinions.
But I'm right. I'm right.
Tried to start this whole thing that all Genuine right. can dance.
Tell me what did the Twitter post say?
Genuine can or can't?
I said Genuine is not known for his dancing. When you think of Genuine, you think of his songs. You don't think, oh, that's a great dancer.
You think of baby hair.
I think of him drunk getting yelled at by Tyrese on morning shows. But no, I don't think of him as like a dancer. Yeah. Like,
but okay, Genuine was a dancer.
There's a difference between like whether you're known for it, like in saying he can't dance.
I'm saying he's not known for his dancing. And that with that I said is, you know what? Take it a step further. Like I've watched his old videos. I watched his old videos and I was like, oh, this is a dude that's aided a lot by sleek camera edits and like strobe lighting. So it's like he can dance decently, but he's not like an amazing dancer. He puts mad confidence into his moves, but it's not like.
It's a weird problem.
You're not going to disrespect the Trap Lord's waves, man.
Hey, first of all.
Ferg, you're saying you don't brush.
First of all, I'm not saying you don't brush. I'm just saying his pattern ain't like all that. Also, the Trap Lord took his name from the Trap God, Gucci. So I can't rock with that.
Wow.
Full circle.
Yeah. Wow, that's really what it is. That's really what your issue with him is.
If you fault Gucci, I swear to God, I will always find a way not to. But Ferg's albums are good. Ferg's albums, like, he puts more effort, like, to bring it back, Ferg, he puts more effort in than ASAP does. Rocky. Rocky doesn't put that much effort into albums anymore. He's just, like, on some other shit. He wants to make it, like, vague for no reason. While Ferg, we all thought, like, Ferg was going to be, like, the ODB of the group, where it's just, like, I'm just having fun rapping and stuff. But then it's, like, listen to Rocky's last album, right? He did mad ODB shit. You know what I mean? Where it's, like, the song quality isn't great on purpose. And it's kind of just, like...
Now you disrespecting ODB.
No, ODB, like, ODB, Shimmy Shimmy Ya, the first verse... is dope. And the second verse is that whole verse in reverse.
What's wrong with that?
Then after
what's wrong with that? No, when Missy does it, it's great. But when years before,
nah, I'm saying because like the thing is, ODB,
Return of the 36 Chambers is Adult Swim.
It's a classic album. No, it's a classic, but it's just like it's ODB just being like, yo, I don't give a fuck. He said at one point he was just like, hey, remember back in the day you used to just go,
yo, that's one of the best skits ever.
It's so dope, but it's just like ODB, just like. There wasn't much effort put into it. It was just him being like.
Yes, it was.
No, it was him being natural. It was like,
it was.
That is effort.
It was a natural talent. Yeah, no, it was natural talent, but the RZA pieced that together and created a classic.
While Rocky,
and then Pharrell did the same thing on Nigga Please. Like, those are two albums that no one else could make.
That's what I'm saying. ODB is. I love ODB. I think he's great. Like
you're comparing it to this last Rocky album.
Because Rocky, I feel like he's trying to be like vague on purpose.
This last album is not testing. Good. It's not good.
It's not great. Like
it's great if you're trying to sleep.
That tells you what it is.
It's great. Like if you like, it's like, man, I can't sleep. Put that testing on.
Yeah, testing's like
you
whatever.
You will knock out real quick.
But then Ferg puts in mad effort. Like you can tell he's trying the entire time, and that's why I think like Rocky just like bums you out because Rocky doesn't try to be great.
Ferg is one of the few rappers that since he came out has improved. With everything he's done, it's been like, oh, he's getting better and better. Like there's some people they get hot. And then they just kind of like coast. Ferg doesn't give me the impression that he's coasting. He gives me the impression that he's really like rapping. Like when you see him freestyle, you're like, dang, he's like rapping all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And that video was cool to see Kanye chop up some beats, you know?
Yeah.
That was fun to watch him, you know, on the keyboards.
I mean, it's cool to watch Kanye go back to being like just like this producer, like all knowing, like, artist again, because I remember when he first came out, I was like, all I did was beats, and he started rapping, and now it's like he's going back to like making beats for people and letting them, giving them like a place to like shine and stuff, and I like that.
What did you think of Astroworld?
Astroworld is great, but it made no sense. Like, I don't understand what the fuck he's rapping about, like, at all.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I don't care what he's rapping about.
Flows are fun.
Yeah, the flows are fun. It's like,
yeah, when you
gotta
break it down, it's like, wait, so somebody was outside the gate, he let them in the gate, then they made fun of him for wearing the chain in the booth. All right, cool.
Yo, Astroworld, it felt like, it's like he's trying.
Some sense.
Yeah, he's trying to make Mosh. I swear he wants his, Travis Scott's goal is for somebody to die in like a mosh pit at his concert. He wants somebody to get trampled like a lot.
That's a dope way to go.
Yeah, he's like, he wants it. Like, you know how Deontay Wilder was like, I want to kill somebody in the ring? I feel like if you asked Travis Scott what you want to happen, I want somebody to die at one of my concerts because it's too turnt. And it's like, all right, I respect that.
Shout out to Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
This is a theory I have listening to Drake talk about checks over stripes, Drake wearing Jordans, in the In My Feelings video. I think the person who leaked Drake's stuff to Pusha is Wex, and that's why Drake was able to get out of his Adidas deal so easily, because Wex is the one that messed up, because we have not heard any repercussions from Adidas on what's happened, and Drake is clearly just out here, you know,
doing what he wants,
wearing Nikes, rapping about Nikes, you know, y'all don't care about shoes, no tic-tac-toe, you know. So I just think that, like, okay, no fashion show, no tic-tac-toe.
Drake's recovery from getting beat up by Pusha has been like incredible.
Yeah,
like he's bounced back to point, like, I don't even care. Like, I almost don't care anymore.
What does the man have to do to fail? If you could come back from blackface, you could come back from anything.
I think people just wanted to see Drake take an L.
Yeah, that's all
I don't
they
think
wanted.
I think everybody.
But then he didn't.
He did.
The 90s, that L would have extended to his album.
But everything moves like too fast now. Like it happens and then he's going to be gone. You know,
I feel like
it's wedding season. Yeah. You still playing Drake at the wedding.
That's true.
This didn't ruin it. This wasn't like, oh, yeah, I changed the songs now. Literally, the whole Drake thing happened, and I swear to God, all of a sudden, 8 Drake themed parties popped up in my goddamn like news feed.
For Pusha no would perform at your wedding.
Yeah. He performed at his wedding. He rapped about coke at his wedding. Yeah, you know? But Pusha, I feel like with Drake,
people didn't know the words. It was fucked up.
Yeah, they didn't. Does anybody really know the words to Pusha songs?
I know the words to but I probably always do the Malice parts because they're easier.
Malice's flows are so much easier.
Some clip songs are probably, you know.
On the reason that your block is vacant, Malicious gonna hit you just to make a statement.
My name Malicious and I burn every track. Clips and J Timberlake. Now, how heavy is that?
Yo, you ever listen to No Malice?
No, I've never listened
it's
to
It's the
no
same
Malice.
Intensity of clips, but it's all about God.
That sounds dope.
It's actually pretty good.
I play that on Sunday morning.
Yo, you'll feel like sanctified. You're like, you know what? I can get through this.
Speaking of feeling sanctified, when was your first time here?
Wow. Hey, oh my God. Great transition. The first time I heard Kanye West, shit. I think the first time I was in 10th grade and everybody at my school was just like, yo, through the wire. And I was like, what's this through the wire you're talking about? Cause this is before like the internet was popping. You had to like, I mean, it was like, you had to go home and get on your fucking modem and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, I wasn't in it as much. And then everyone was like, you had to watch it on the basement and shit. Mm-hmm. And for some reason I was always missing the basement. And somebody said, you gotta listen to this. I was like, all right, fine, I'll find it. So I went on LimeWire, I downloaded Through the Wire, and I was just like, ah, this is cool, I guess. And then I went to Zoom. Yeah, that's that. That was my first thought. And then I listened to it again, and I was like, huh. And I listened to it some more times, and I was like, yo, he's rapping, like his jaw is broken. He's just doing this. And at the time, I didn't understand the connotation of what it meant. That he's like, he went through a huge car accident, and he's doing this. So this is pretty impressive. Then I went to Zimbabwe, right? I went to a flea market in Zimbabwe, and my cousin was like, we're going to go burn some CDs because I know you like music and stuff. So we get to this guy's booth. He has a picture of SZA, the Jamaican artist, on the back of his computer, and he burns me the CD, and has 6 songs from College Dropout.
Oh, wow.
And I listened to all those on repeat, and I was like, what? Oh, like when I heard Workout Plan the first time, I was laughing so hard because I was like, this is the funniest shit. And then I think I listened to that, and then after, I think maybe like senior year, flash forward, right? Mad girls thought I was cute. They're like, you look like Kanye West. And I was like, huh. And then I was like, oh, girls like me because I look like Kanye, so he must be kind of cool. So I became a bigger fan. And the first time I heard, what's it called? Down from Sierra Leone. The first time I heard just the original version, this is embarrassing. I thought it was a remix to Bobby Valentino's Slow Down.
How?
Because I heard him say Slow Down. I was like, wait, what? Is this the remix? This is crazy.
I'm trying to hear that in my head.
I don't know how I heard it, but that's what I heard. And then, yo, this is, I'm telling the truth, bro.
Finding making stuff up over here.
Somewhere on a VHS tape in high school, I was in a music video we made to Slow Down by Bobby Valentino, but we're not gonna talk about that right now.
Naysayers, start digging. Find this tape.
But then, yeah. When I listen to
my shirt might be tucked in it. Because it was for our school video class, and there's a rule where people had to tuck their shirts in. Anyway.
But yeah, the first album I really liked by Ye was Late Registration. I listened to that whole shit like for an entire summer. That's all I listened to. And then I went backwards. And then I remember Graduation came out, but I was like severely depressed when they came out. So I couldn't.
Oh, that's the worst album to be depressed
to. It was the worst album to get depressed to. And then I remember 50 Cent was talking all that shit. 50 Cent was talking all that shit like, oh, I'm going to sell my records than you. I was on Kanye's side. Jay-Z came out at 106 in Park. I was like, oh shit, Jay-Z's out here. And like, we all lost our mind. One kid was just like, it's not a big deal. Like, they're on the same label. Like, it doesn't matter. And ever since then, it was kind of just like, I became a huge Kanye fan. Then I dressed up as Kanye West for a Halloween, and a girl gave me a blowjob because of it.
Wow.
So I was like, yep.
I feel like...
Which Kanye were you dressed up as?
I was VMA's Kanye. I had an empty bottle of Hennessy. I had a tattoo on my
forearm.
And I walked down the street, and I was like, yo, who are you? Mario? I got to let you finish, but Luigi's a better costume than you. I just walked through. I was walking down the street in Vermont just doing that.
Did you get the haircut?
And you had a bottle of Hennessy?
I had an empty bottle of Hennessy. Oh, no, wow. No haircut. Just, I was in Vermont. I was like the only black person for miles. So I was just like, yep, that's Kanye, I guess.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And then a girl stopped me. She tapped me on the shoulder. She was like, hey, My girl wants to hook up with you really bad. Can you just do her a favor, please? And I was like, okay. I just walked in super.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Kanye's been getting Twan delayed since 10th grade, apparently.
Yeah.
This is what he's telling us.
So the song we're talking about in this episode is Piss on Your Grave.
Yeah. I rock with that shit. It's like, it's a good fuck you. You never thought I was going to be shit song. Like, I went through all this shit, and now I'm watching, like, I'm better than you, and I'm shitting. Like, I'm peeing on your face. I'm peeing on, like it's just, it's a lot of anger and just, like, I'm popping now, and you thought I wasn't going to be popping.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, damn, all right, this is, yeah, yeah. And it's a good song to listen to, like, after you have, like, if you bomb or whatever, listen to that shit. Like, I'm going to come back harder.
It's a good mixture of Kanye's energy and Travis Scott's energy.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's like Travis Scott is like the hype mosh pit dude.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye is like the, you know, Kanye stumble, you know, dance around out of control dude. And I feel like Turnt Up Ye and Travis Scott, like they make a great pairing.
Oh, it's an amazing combination.
Yeah.
Like if you take the like the best parts of like a Yeezus type Kanye stuff.
Yeah,
but what do you like about like I don't like with Travis and in production it worked. This is up there with like for me. I every time I listen to it because I haven't heard this song in a while, but like this is probably like I would put this like as a good number two. Like when I quit my job, I might run. Like if I'm in the mood, if you piss me off that day, I might leave to this song.
I love the song. I love the song on Rodeo. I think like Rodeo kind of needed this like departure, but it wasn't so much of a sharp turn that it just seemed out of place. But this song was originally supposed to be on Swish, which later became The Life of Pablo.
Mm.
Do you guys think it would have been better on The Life of Pablo? It was a trade. They traded this song for FML.
Nah, it wouldn't have been a good fit for Life of Pablo, in my opinion, because like Life of Pablo to me, like, the songs that like with that kind of energy, like when I think of like the freestyle on that song, the freestyle he has on that song on Life of Pablo, what's it called? Like the energy on that is so frantic, and I'm just kind of like, what the fuck? This is a complete departure.
So Freestyle 4?
Yeah, Freestyle 4. It's like, yeah, it's the energy is so like, it's so frantic and just sometimes it seems like a little bit uncomfortable.
If you have that's kind of why I think it would be good.
I didn't like Freestyle 4. That's the reason.
You'll come around.
I think that, yeah, I think this would be placed very close to Freestyle 4. I don't know if it should go before or after. Maybe after.
I think it should go before.
Before?
Yeah.
Piss on Your Grave and then it's just... Rap guys,
like, oh, shit.
Any one of you, yeah,
because you might think like this song I could play like, oh, we going down the well, like, and then you, like because it's such an abrupt ending, and then you think like, well, it's over, and then Freestyle 4 comes on, and you're like, nope, there's more.
Because my favorite parts of Life of Pablo were all like the slower, it's like the slower shit. Like when I heard Saint Pablo the first time, I was like, oh my. Yeah, that to me is one of my favorite Kanye tracks right there. Just him like just being introspective. And being,
I wasn't
like,
even on there at first.
It wasn't on there at first exactly. But thanks to Tidal, when he kept like updating it over and over and over again, like I heard that and I was like, wow, this is.
I think they made this around the time they was working on All Day.
You think so?
Yeah, like I feel like that energy. You a fight did sound like the Allstate, like that kind of energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. I can hear that definitely in there.
Yeah, that's an angry studio session right there. You have All Day. Yeah, Freestyle.
I love play with me. I love talk to me the kind of way. Piss on your grave. Piss on your grave.
Kim's in the back. Like, all right, I'll text you later. All right, come home tomorrow.
That's the day someone ate his sandwich. I tell your face to a urinal.
Like, damn, dude. Yeah.
Then I'm going to dance at the funeral.
It was a good sandwich, so I got it.
This song samples Jimi Hendrix, Machine Gun.
Oh, that guitar is fucking, that guitar is so dope. That guitar is up there for me. Like, I like this sample. I don't know why. It made me, like, when I saw Jimi Hendrix, it reminded me of, like, the sample from Takeover. What you call it? Who was that? The Who. It's just that like marching, just like this is some shit you go to war to. Mm-hmm. Like that guitar is like, yeah, we're about to go, about to shoot shit up, like on mm-hmm. some patriotic shit, I guess. But like, it's like,
I like it because this is another one of those like beats that's got like cinematic quality. Like I can hear it
mm-hmm.
in a TV show or a movie where it's like, oh, this, you thought somebody was out and this motherfucker's coming to kill everybody.
He just comes back and it opens the door in slow motion. Everyone's like, oh shit, I thought you was dead.
Yeah, I would have definitely, but I would have liked this one. I've never, like, I don't have a real reason to go hype up FML over a song, over a song like this. No way.
Yeah, I really think Travis came up on this trade.
Yeah,
you know,
this was definitely a Kanye got Isaiah Thomas in this trade.
it's not. That was sad. Don't. Isaiah, I'm from as a Bostonian, Isaiah did so much for us, but
dude, they're still gonna love FML in Denver.
Yeah,
but, it just didn't work out.
We thought it would.
Yo, this video. I remember when this video came out, and it used to come on like if automatic play. I don't know, maybe just the way my YouTube is set up. But this video used to come on all the time. No matter what I was watching, it was like, we know you want to see piss on your grave after this.
Yo, I got to be honest. I haven't seen the video for this.
Really?
I haven't.
It's like a Yeezy season 3 commercial, but it's like also like mud and skulls and stuff.
See, that's part of the reason I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to watch all that
nah,
shit.
Nah, it's dope. Kanye.
It's like you hear all that, but it's more minimal than you think.
Yeah. It's Kanye and Travis Scott, and R. Kelly's like in a tree with a mask on.
Yeah.
The dude, I don't know. I was watching it today and I was like, that dude looks like R. Kelly.
It's like either R. Kelly.
And he keeps putting a mask on. I don't know.
It's either him or that dude from the cookout. One of those two dudes.
It might be. Because, I mean, you know, like, you got the grave. Who's going to piss on it? I got somebody who loves to piss.
Actually, I got somebody who's excellent.
What's the song called? Piss on? Nope, I don't need to hear anything else.
I'm dead. No, I'm in the tree. Just get by the tree. I'm already here.
It's like, how did R. Kelly know? Damn.
So, I got a hold of the permits. I just decided I want to make sure.
I got so
cool.
many masks from 03. Don't worry about it. They won't even know it's me. I'm showing up.
Yeah. Point me to the grave.
Where the grave at? Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's dope.
Dark times.
Define teenage.
R. Kelly had the mask and the longest, silkiest do-rags.
Man, you're obsessed with people's do-rags.
Dog, no, his do-rag.
You have a problem, man.
No, I don't have a problem.
No, this is an intervention,
dog,
man.
That was the longest do-rag I've ever. That was literally like, it was like 2 feet long.
Did you see Solange at the Met Gala?
No, I did not.
She had the longest do-rag.
She did?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess.
She wore a do-rag to the Met Gala.
She also beat up Jay-Z, so she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
She can just run around beating up Jay-Z, wearing do-rags, smoking Black and Miles in church. She's.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I could see her doing that, smoking a black, just like casually at the Grammys.
Nah,
that's
man.
Not church. And weed's legal. People smoke weed at the Grammys now. Lil Uzi did that.
So
last
yeah,
Grammys.
I know. I mean, a black and mild, not weed, a black and mild.
I know the difference between weed and a black and mild. But I think weed is more severe than a black and mild.
I don't know. Everyone smokes weed. Everyone has smoked black and mild.
That's very true.
Just Uncle Shannon.
When I'm on that hand dog.
That's a dirty nigga. Smokes backwoods just out the wrapper. That's like
skill. Ain't no problem. Akron, Ohio, born in 1984. Open up a school. You know Shannon Sharp gonna be at I Promise School just hanging out.
Oh yeah.
Like, I just came through to just, you know, make sure y'all get good grades and stuff.
Talk to the kids with a goat mask on.
Yo, he put so much effort into making sure every word comes out as clear as possible. It's like an inspiration. Like, I remember I used to watch him, like, when he first was, like, doing CBS, like, halftime shit. You couldn't understand a word he said.
I love Shannon Sharp.
But now it's like he tries. He puts so much effort. You could see all his teeth every time he says every single word.
As a Raiders fan, I hated him as a player, but like as a commentator, he's so great.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's great.
He's the only reason like Skip is still like like relevant.
When it comes to social issues, he's always like on the right side. Like I always agree with him when it comes to like the serious certain topics. And then when it comes to basketball, he just shows that like if you do the work, if you really pay attention, if you watch, you can have better takes than some of these fools that just kind of phoning in.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause Skip, I don't know, Skip, like his whole thing was that he was controversial, but now it's like no one cared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like no one gives one. It's weird. Like we've seen him and Stephen A. Smith. People like Stephen A. Smith more than what's it called? Skip Bayless. No. Skip Bayless has no.
Yeah. Well, like Skip clearly was trying to make his career on commenting on LeBron, and LeBron just shined to a point where it just makes Skip look petty because he never turned.
Exactly.
Skip should have turned. After LeBron won the championship, he should have turned and found somebody else to be hard on. But instead, he was going to ride this LeBron thing, and it's to the point where it's obvious.
Yeah. It was, and it was like a polar. He would go super hater on LeBron and then would spend the same amount of time hyping up guys like Tim Tebow. And it's like, where are you on the spectrum?
You talking about?
Okay, what's your favorite Kanye song and least favorite Kanye song?
All right, my least favorite Kanye song is Theraflu.
Okay.
Just because, like, I listen to it. And
you like Way Too Cold better?
Oh, yeah, Way Too Cold's much better than that. But, like, Theraflu is trash because, like, featuring DJ Khaled, and I don't like songs that say featuring DJ Khaled. Cause like, he doesn't do shit.
DJ Khaled should be number one.
You like
one.
DJ Khaled featuring everybody you else.
Like, you like DJ Khaled featuring Kanye West.
I will walk out.
And T-Pain,
this
go
is
hard.
Unnatural.
DJ we Khaled. We go by the runners.
the runners.
Damn.
And I DJ Khaled. We to Wanda, we the best.
Yeah, I just like I like him in theory.
Who we?
Then he said nigga a lot, and it's like you're not. I know you were in Jamaica for like 10 years, but you're not a nigga. And he does that weird half salsa dance. Where he just moves his feet a lot, and then his Snapchat was cool until like you remember when he almost died like on the jet ski.
They don't want you to be on a jet ski.
Exactly. And he almost, and like, he thought he was going to die, and he just was inspirational until like, he thought he was going to, I was like, oh, this is, he thought he like, you could tell he was getting more and more scared because everything was like, yo, you just got to believe in yourself. It was pure darkness outside. It's like, you got to believe in yourself no matter what happens. And you're like, oh, he might not make it.
Man, DJ Khaled, man. I don't know, man. I like him. I can't help it. I like him.
I had to unfollow him.
He don't seem like, he's somebody I like from a distance.
Yeah,
like I like Cam Newton from a distance. Like I don't know how it would be to be in a room with him, but from a distance, Cam Newton's a whole lot of fun. That's how I feel about DJ Khaled. That's how I feel about most wide receivers that I'm a fan of. I'm like I don't know if I want to be around this person in real life, but from the TV, heck yeah.
He used to annoy me like in like the early days, but I think social media helped him.
It did a lot,
and plus you know Chris. And aside, you
shut
know
up, man. God damn it. Fuck you, dog.
Yeah, my favorite DJ Khaled shit was he was on his jet ski again, and he went to, y'all know Taz's Angels, right?
No.
All right, Taz's Angels on Instagram.
Are they Tiny Toons?
Nah, I wish. They're like Instagram models that are most likely just like prostitutes, and they're like escorts and stuff, and they have like a house near DJ Khaled's.
Mm-hmm.
And like DJ Khaled, like he goes over to the house one day, right? Yeah. And then one of them grabs his phone and they're just like, yo, DJ Khaled, how come every time we see you, your phone's about to die? Then he gets off Snap for like maybe like 2 hours and he's just on a jet ski again, like just quiet. And you're like, oh, he paid for some pussy right now, huh? And I was like, damn, DJ Khaled's out here like doing like rich nigga shit.
Do you remember Diary Fat Joe?
Nah.
Diary Fat Joe, it's around the time Lean Back came out. They're on a yacht. DJ Khaled's phone falls on the yacht, slides off, and goes into the water. And DJ Khaled's like about to cry.
Oh, shit. Because
this is not backup. This is Lean Back era.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's literally a DJ at the time. Yeah. All his contacts just fell in the ocean.
Damn.
And it's on MTV, and he looks so sad. Like, he looked, like, distraught. Like, my career is over right now. To see somebody come from that to be making, You know what I'm saying? Major Keys.
I mean, that, I know, come that, on, that, man. That album Major Key was dope. That was come like, on, man. That was his best one. Then the album after that, I think
when
was,
Future found the keys and yeah. they could finally leave.
I got the keys.
I got the keys, the keys, the keys.
Nas album done. That shit was amazing.
Come on, man. And it wasn't even done. They lied to us.
Yeah, exactly. I believed it, yo.
We believed that Nas' album was done.
Yo, that shit got me wearing Hawaiian shirts for like 2 years. I still wear Hawaiian shirts to that because of that video. And then he had the Assad album come out, and it was just a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Wild Thoughts, I got pissed off every time I heard that song. Because I kept thinking, oh, Maria's going to play. And it never was that.
Why y'all act like y'all love Maria? Because
it was
that
the shit.
Much?
It was the shit.
It was
the shit.
But they played it out at the time.
No, that song
at
was
the time
fire.
You could not escape that song.
Yeah, now
don't
you can't
act like
now you people, can't escape Wild Thoughts.
People act like
yo, if you play Maria right now, everyone be like, oh, all right. Because Carlos Santana was an amazing guitarist. He had that song. What was the other song he had with that white dude?
Rob Thomas has some great opinions on I Love the 80s. He did. He remembered a whole lot of stuff. A lot of respect for him. Shout out to Hal Sparks. Shout out to Michael Ian Black. Mo Rocca doing your thing.
Mike Britt.
Yeah, Mike Britt. Yeah.
Patrice O'Neal was on that shit. And Godfrey. I forget who else.
The Black Power Ranger.
Chuck D. Everyone.
We're not just going to sit here and name people that are on
VH1. My favorite
Ye song. It's a tie between the Power remix from Good Friday.
I got the power.
That shit's so popping every time I hear it.
Yo, I do love that every time I hear it. Shout out to Twitter, man.
Yeah.
He tweeted, him and Justin Bieber were tweeting each other, and that's how Justin Bieber got on there. John Legend.
This shit was so much fun.
Swiss Beats.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'd say that, and surprisingly, White Dress.
White Dress?
White Dress is amazing. White Dress was like, damn. White Dress was like, that's like I need to get my girl back right now.
That's a very underrated.
Yeah, it's a very underrated.
Underappreciated.
Song.
Just under the radar, Kanye song.
Yeah, it was on the what was that RZA movie with
the man with the iron fist?
Yeah, Man with the Iron Fist. Yeah, it was on that soundtrack.
And that movie sucks. Mm.
And the movie was so trash. Russell Crowe was like, apparently Russell Crowe was like, his inspiration was supposed to be Old Dirty Bastard.
Yo, Dave Bautista, stop tweeting before you end up in another Man with the Iron Fist movie.
They're gonna replace you with The Rock so fast.
I don't like The Rock. I don't think Rock could pull that off. But
The Rock can do anything.
Nah, he can't.
He has one leg. He can still save a skyscraper.
The Rock is the highest paid man in Hollywood with no classics.
He punched a hurricane in the face.
What?
Earthquake. He punched that earthquake in the face in San Andreas. He took his cast off. You know what I'm saying? Kicked a hole in the ground in Furious 8. Fate of the Furious.
My favorite
Furious 7, one of them.
My favorite thing about The Rock is like, he's in the Fast and Furious movies, and you can tell he didn't give one fuck about Paul Walker. Everyone else is just like, I miss him so much. The Rock is just like, yeah.
He didn't film. He had a weird thing that movie. He didn't film anything with Vin Diesel.
Yeah, they didn't like each other. My favorite thing about The Rock was when Tyrese was beefing with him, and he kept crying and shit. And like, Tyrese was clearly like off his meds, and he was like having like a breakdown. And The Rock calmly goes on Instagram and just says, "I picked up Tyrese's Black Rose album. That was the biggest pile of dog shit I have ever heard. It is awful, Tyrese. You're bad at music. Please quit." Get the fuck out of my face.
But
he just walked away.
That was sarcasm.
No.
Yes, it was.
I don't know.
Yeah,
they filmed that before. Yeah, this is before
that was from
happened.
Before the
I mean,
beef.
I thought that at first. Like, I watched that. So, like, it's quote unquote, it's sarcasm. But, like, The Rock is all about his good guy image. Like, he's always just like, hey, I'm just playing.
You don't remember the corporation?
I remember the corporation.
Corporate elbow.
I remember the corporate elbow.
Corporate eyebrow.
I remember when he gave Mankind
a
concussion.
The Rock can be a bad guy
when he hit Mankind with like 17 chairs to the head and he was clearly knocked out. I remember that. I remember that shit. But like right now with Tyrese, he does not like that nigga. They asked him about Tyrese at some interview and he's like, next question. Like, he doesn't want.
Recently, he said, for a beef, both people have to be upset. I never had an issue with Tyrese. And they were like, will you guys sit down and like work this out? And he was like, we don't have to.
Yeah, that tells you what type of person he is.
He's
what
the do top, you mean? He's top dog now.
He's in a different, like, don't try to come for him.
I know.
Like, come on, man. The Rock is not in the same weight class as Tyrese.
He has no reason to be in those in Fast and Furious.
This is what I'm worried about. Is we just go
The
stuck.
Rock.
What do you mean? He came in and got a spinoff.
He can't race. The Rock can't race.
What do you mean he can't race? He's the cops. They need ops in the movie.
Fast Five, where The Rock comes in,
that shit was popping.
But you need The Rock.
You need The Rock in Fast Five. Then like,
well, Fast Five saved the franchise.
I can't say it's just him, but he was part of the movie.
Yo, and Fast Seven, when he picked up the minigun off the fucking drone, and like, but he flexed out of a cast.
This is where they start getting superhero territory.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then Vin Diesel got so petty. You could tell with Fast Eight, he's like, it's gonna be all about me and my character, and it was like that. He almost ruined the movie with that bullshit.
Yeah, man.
That's why The Rock does.
They were driving on ice. They had tanks on ice. The Rock reached out and turned a missile the other way.
Yeah.
Like the movies is ridiculous. Like, it's kids with action figures in a room and they record what they say, and that's how they make the movies. Clearly, they don't make any sense, man. Yeah. But guess who pulls it off?
The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's who. You give him anything, he'll make it work. Just give me two things. You give me a place and you give me an event.
All right. Wyoming.
Wyoming.
I'll say drought.
A Wyoming drought, The Rock will beat that.
The Rock in the Dust Bowl. I don't think he can make it. He wouldn't make it.
Yes, he can.
The Rock. No.
He will spit. Right,
The Rock.
He'll go. Dust Bowl over with.
All right, The Rock in New York during like the great one. Black Friday.
Grapes of Wrath in The Rock.
Yeah, Grapes of Wrath. Grapes of Wrath in The
Come
Rock.
Come on, man. You'll get wine. You'll get wine of Wraths after The Rock's all right, done all right. with it.
The Rock.
I don't think The Rock knows what the Grapes of Wrath is.
The Rock. Know what? I know what grapes are. I know a whole lot about grapes. Don't try me.
The Rock and the stock market crash is like 19.
Come on, man. Come on.
He's gonna punch the bell super hard.
Wall Street. Come on, man.
Sell. Yeah. Sell everything.
Jabroni. Yeah.
Now buy.
You know
what?
You know what's gonna be? You know what's gonna be through the roof? The stock on Poontang Pie. Jabroni. Anyway.
You don't say jabroni in the movies.
You don't.
If you smell
what
the Rock
is Rob, I'm going to let you finish, but that's our podcast. Tawanda, thank you for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Yo,
anything you want to tell the people?
If you want, I have really dope album reviews that I do on my website weekly. My website is www.tawandagona.com. You'll see me review every album. I'm working on the Astroworld one right now.
That's what's up. When's the last time you heard a whole WWW?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. I like
it. HTTP///
Hypertext Transfer Protocol. Shout out to y'all. Yo, do the Like a Light challenge right now. Hashtag Like a Light. Tag me. Get reposted.
Shout out to Jerry Perp. Peace.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.